listening to CIOI. Indy 101.5, Hamilton's home for alternative.
Hi, this is Marie Cassidy, station manager and technologist here at Indy 101.5 and Ignite Radio at Mohawk College. If you missed the big announcement on Monday, you're in luck. Here is a rebroadcast of our launch show from Monday, January 17th. Enjoy.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to rock out, Hamilton?
You can get it.
Tell me what you want and I'll tell you what I'm gonna do.
I hope you're miserable until you're dead.
At CIOI, we're all about alternative rock.
You find a new way back here. We'll make you real survive.
And we're all about supporting local music. Alternative rock and the best indie music.
Don't you shy away. Manifest a ceiling when you shy away.
This is the new Indie 101.5, Hamilton's home for alternative.
It are Kells and Kayflay. This is the new Indy 101.5 broadcasting live from Mohawk College. I'm Marie Cassidy, the station manager and technologist here at Indy. We are so excited for the rebrand of the station. So much is happening right now with our radio stations at Mohawk and the radio program. We have all the details coming up for you this hour. I also have a very special guest joining me for the next hour. I think you might know him. We will hear from Max Kern. Sherman from Arkells in just a bit. Now, Indy is a former brand of 101.5 in Hamilton. We are taking a fresh twist on it. But speaking of throwbacks, here is the very first single from Arkells back in 2008. It's Oh, the Boss is Coming, only on Indy 101.5.
Get up and rock it out. You're listening to Indy 101.5, Hamilton's home for alternative.
I've been going back to that place again. Makes me feel good again. Finger on the trigger of a gun with a broken pin. This is my greatest love. Sorry I messed it up. Please give me a reason why I shouldn't just be giving up. I don't want to feel this come down. I don't want to feel this come down. I know. wasted. All of this madness, I wanna set my past on fire. I'll strike a match and I don't wanna feel this come down.
The Strumbellas' Greatest Enemy. Thanks for tuning in. It's a very special day here at Mohawk as we launch the new Indy 101.5. Check out our socials at Indy 101.5 FM. You can hop on our new website too, indy101.5.ca. We've got Max Kerman from Arkells on the line. Thanks for joining us today, Max. I know you guys are really super busy. It's been a long road since the days of your Jackson Square album. Your latest album, Blink Once, it dropped in September. Then just last month, the Arkells headlined the halftime show at the Grey Cup. You guys are definitely hometown heroes for Hamilton. Can you tell me about the band's journey?
You know, it's changed in a lot of ways. You know, obviously, like, the nature of the shows and like, the manner in which we tour. You know, we started off in, like, a little Dodge Caravan, and now the operation is much bigger. But the nature of the job is sort of the same, which is, like, we're just kind of, like, wake up every day and we kind of, like, dream about what could be a cool thing to chase down. And that could be, like, you know, the recording of a new song or a new live idea, or it could be a music video, or it could be, you know, anything that's sort of creative and gets us excited. So, you know, we feel really lucky that, like, we've been able to, you know, do this and not have to get a real job. We just keep waiting for somebody to call us to say that we have to get a real job. But so far, so good.
So I have to ask, if you flash back to your days in McMaster, did you ever dream of where you guys are now?
Oh, my God, no way. I mean, like, you know, that's sort of the beauty of it, though. It's like you kind of take it one step at a time. So it's like the first gig we ever played was a Battle of the Bands in McMaster. I'm like, oh, my God, this is awesome. Like, we're playing at the Campus Pub. And then the next gig we had was at the Casbah. I'm like, oh, my God, we've seen so many awesome shows here. Some of our favorite artists play at the Casbah. And, oh, my God. And then, you know, you just kind of keeps building in that way. It's like, oh, my God, we're in Guelph, Ontario. Oh, my God, this is so cool. Like, we had to drive 40 minutes to get here, you know. And each step is just, like, another version of that where it's just like, oh, this is really cool. Like, who would have thought we would have been here? And the things sort of, like, build on top of each other. And, you know, this year we got a chance to do the Grey Cup. And we're like, oh, my God, we have a chance to, like, kind of put together this program for television that's going to be seen by millions of people across the country. Like, ah, this is so cool. But, like, the feeling is the same, if that makes sense. Like, it's always the same feeling, whether it's playing the Casbah for the first time or the Grey Cup. It's just, like, this excitement that you get from taking on something new.
Well, we're definitely taking on something new right now as we launch Indy 101.5. It's so great to have you with us, Max. We will be hearing more from Max in just a bit. Right now, it's Kane Incognito with Eyes Wide Open, only on Indy 101.5.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- and whistle slightly. With every breath I take, I formulate words till I can't think straight. And I can't think straight with eyes wide open. Oh, with eyes wide. On the downbeat, I feel my heart beating. Oh, bittersweet, bittersweet, it's bittersweet. On the downbeat, I feel my heart beat singing. If time stood still, so I try to instill these moments in time when nothing else matters. Oh, we spend our day with the sun rays on my face, so I speculate the true meaning of beauty. The true meaning of beauty, yeah. With eyes wide open. With eyes, with eyes wide open. On the downbeat, I feel my heart beating. Oh, 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 bittersweet, it's bittersweet, it's bittersweet. On the downbeat, I feel my heart beat singing.
Or get social with us at Indie 1015 FM.
Enjoy the Black Keys. This is the new Indie 101.5. I'm Marie, talking with Max Kerman from Arkells. He's joining us on the line for our special launch day. We all know the Arkells here in Hamilton. You guys are definitely a household name. You started out in the Hammer, then years later, the Grey Cup comes to Hamilton for the first time since 1972. And Arkells headlined the halftime show. What was it like for you guys stepping out on that stage?
I mean, it was really cool because, you know, we found out about a month before that we were going to get the chance to do it. And every day was like a long day plotting and planning how to make this thing interesting, not only for the people at Tim Hortons Field, but also for everybody watching across the country. And, you know, entertaining people at a concert is one thing. Entertaining people that aren't necessarily Arkells fans, that are just football fans that are watching on television, that's a whole other challenge. And the degree of difficulty when it comes to a live musical performance on television and making it good and compelling and layered and interesting and keeping people from changing the channels, that is very, very hard to pull off. So, but we love the challenge. And so we started thinking about what each frame is going to look like, what the colors of the lights are, what the wardrobe is, what the songs are. There's like a million little details that are all really important, to combine to make something that's good. And I think for like our band, kind of what I was getting to earlier in the conversation was that it's like we just don't want to be bored. You know, it's like when we wake up every day, we want to be able to take on a project. And what the Grey Cup allowed us to do was just be really immersed in a project for a month when it comes to every detail of it and to try to make it awesome.
Just an incredible amount of work goes into it. Max is going to be back with us in just a bit. We have so much change happening, and it's very exciting. Not only are we launching Indie 101.5 today, indie101.5.ca, that's our website. Check it out. We also did a big refresh and relaunch of Mohawk's online station, Ignite Radio. You can check that out at igniteradio.ca. And then even more news. Big news coming out of the radio program, too. We're going to check in with program coordinator Sam Cook coming up. A new one from 21 Pilots on the way.
Most of us do our part to keep our roads safe by driving sober. We plan ahead, designate a driver, take taxis or transit, stay over, or call home. Thank you for driving sober. A message from Arrive Alive, Drive Sober, and CAA. To find out more, visit arrivealive.org.
I need to find home care for my dad. My husband can't find a job. Our fights hurt the kids. When you don't know where to turn, turn to 211, the helpline to community and social services in 150 languages. 211 is free, confidential, 24/7, and answered by friendly specialists. Dial 211 or search 211ontario.ca. 211 helps people find the right community and social services. 211, when you don't know where to turn. Supported by United Way, your local community, and the governments of Ontario and Canada.
The best alternative from Ancaster to Burlington.
You're listening to Indie 101.5.
Thank you.
think you're smart.
Hey, Google, play Indy 101.5.
Is it time to lead or is it time to die? Time to raise hell or walk on by? Is there anybody out there that's paying attention? Yeah, yeah. Is it time to speak up or time for silence? Time for peace or is it time for violence? Is there anybody out there? Your hands dirty. I got a skeleton under the floorboard. I got a secret I need you to keep. Run away, you have been forewarned. I don't wanna go off in the deep. If we don't do something, we'll be stuck up in the mud again. Don't wanna mess it up, cause I wanna be taken off from the dead. I got a feeling when they're walking on the ceiling that the people need a healing and then all. Tell me what you're trying to hide and what you're running from inside. Cause I got a surprise. We might not make it to the morning. So go on and tell me now. Do you have enough love in your heart to go and get your hands dirty? It isn't that much, but it's a good start. So go and get your hands dirty. Do you love your neighbor? Is it in your nature? Do you love a sunset? Aren't you fed up yet? Do you have enough love in your heart? Get your hands dirty.
Five grandson, dirty. Such an exciting day here at Mohawk. I'm Marie Cassidy hanging out with you. As promised, we have the program coordinator of the radio program, Sam Cook. She's on the line. Hi, Sam. I hear you have some exciting news.
I do. Along with the launch of Indy 101.5 and the refresh of igniteradio.ca, our internet radio station, I am so excited to say that the radio broadcasting program at Mohawk College has also got a little bit of a reboot. We are now called Radio and Creative Content. This means we have the same great radio classes we've always had, plus some new classes as well, including digital creative content, social media marketing and branding, some voiceover classes, some podcasting classes, and the list goes on and on and on. And what we wanted to do essentially was make sure that our students are ready to go into the industry with all the skills and tools they need to get a job or even create their own job after graduation. So we are excited. A September 2022 start. Get yourself on that list today and apply. MohawkCollege.ca for all the info. Just type in radio and creative content. And we'll see you in September.
Thanks, Sam, for hopping on with us. I know it's a crazy day. If you want to get on the air right here at Indie 101.5, learn everything about radio and creative content, be on our online station, igniteradio.ca. You heard Sam. Do it right now. Jump on Mohawk College's website, search up radio and creative content, and apply today. It is that easy. Coming up in just a bit, we continue our chat with Max Kerman from Arkells. Don't miss it. But first, the trues. I want to play on the new Indy 101.5.
This is Indy 101.5.
over it. Okay, go. This is the new Indie 101.5. Thanks for joining us on our special launch day. It's a new look for our stations, a reboot for the radio program with a brand new name, Radio and Creative Content. I'm Marie Cassidy, and I have Max Kerman from Arkells on the line with me. Now, we've talked about The Great Cop. It was such a great show. As a band, you guys have hit a bunch of different milestones. Can you tell me what it was like to win your first Juno?
It was really cool. You know, it felt like, especially in the early days, like I think our parents, who've always been really supportive, you know, they're kind of like, okay, I wonder how long this phase is going to last. You know, it's like, okay, these guys got their degree. They're enjoying playing in a band. That's awesome. Some kids, you know, go to Europe or something after university, and some kids are in a band. But I think when we won the Juno, it was like, oh, okay, this is like a thing that other people are recognizing, like other professional adults are recognizing that there's some potential here. So I think that was kind of a cool moment for our families to let them know that we were on the right track.
Okay, so if that was kind of a sense of reality for your families, what about when you had a single or an album go gold and then platinum? What was that like?
Yeah, it's a funny feeling because it's like we're so close to the music, and so much of our days are just like kind of living in the songs, or just like there's a lot of sort of mundane details that are just part of our everyday life. And so when you get a plaque or something like that, where it's just like this many records sold, or you're like, oh, wow, this, you kind of get to zoom out a bit and you go, oh, that's a lot of people that are spending time with our music. But again, it's like the same kind of feeling. I remember like when we played in Thunder Bay for the first time on a headline show and a bunch of people were singing along to our song, John Lennon. I was like, I don't know anybody in Thunder Bay, but it seems like 150 people here in Thunder Bay know the lyrics to that song. That is such a cool thing. So, you know, we try to stay as delighted by these kinds of things as possible.
Well, we are delighted to have you on with us today, Max, as we launch Indie 101.5, broadcasting live from Mohawk College. We'll talk about what's next for the Arkells in just a bit. Here's The Beaches. Let's go on Indie 101.5.
Social with us
at Indie 101.5 FM
or listen online
indie1015.ca.
She's got bedroom eyes in the shifty. Yeah, I know.
The Killjoys, Soaked. Thanks for tuning in. It is our big launch day for Indie 101.5. It's the launch of the new radio and creative content program here at Mohawk, and we've been hanging out with Max Kerman from Arkells. I know you have to get going, Max, but first, let's talk about the rally. It's been delayed twice because of the pandemic. We have our sights set on June 25th, 6 o'clock, Tim Hortons Field. How is the band feeling?
I mean, we're really excited. I mean, it seems like this pandemic takes a bit of a rest in the summertime. So, you know, hopefully we'll be in the clear by then. And yeah, I mean, that first rally was really breathtaking. Like we were kind of blown away by the support. And, you know, I think also just the events around the rally. You know, we had a farmer's market, like an artist market outside the stadium. We did a bike ride to the show itself. Just all those things that get to highlight all the awesome stuff that Hamilton has is something that we really love doing. So, yeah, we're just excited for everybody to be in the festive spirit for the rally.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Max. It's been absolutely fantastic having you. Everyone, jump online, grab your tickets for the rally June 25th, Tim Hortons Field in Hamilton. Well, that's about it for me today. A special shout out to everyone that helped make today possible. So many people came together to make it happen, and it's been an amazing welcome to the new Indie 101.5, the new radio and creative content program here at Mohawk College. Get on mohawkcollege.com. radio.ca. Type in radio and creative content and apply. If you missed any of the big announcements today, don't worry. You can get all caught up. Hop on Mohawk College's Instagram page at 2 o'clock today. I will be going live with program coordinator Sam Cook and Professor Peter Morin. You can hear all about what's new with the stations and the new program. We've got Nessa Barrett on the way, only on Indie 101.5.
That was a great movie. I wish I could be a superhero.
Yeah, me too.
You can be a superhero.
What? How?
Yeah, how?
You have the power to give life running through your veins.
But how is that possible?
You can save someone's life by taking the time to donate blood. It takes up to 50 units of blood to save a single car crash victim.
That's amazing.
Wait till I tell Mom.
Visit blood.ca for more information on Canadian Blood Services. Blood, it's in you to give.
When you use a War Amps key tag, it acts as a safeguard. If you lose your keys, the War Amps can return them to you by courier. To order your key tags, contact the War Amps at 1-800-250-3030 or waramps.ca.
From Flamborough to Stony Creek, you're listening to Indy 101.5, Hamilton's home for alternative.
I still hear your voice, trying to rip my world to pieces. But I'm not your toy, you can break and leave there bleeding. The damage is done, moving on if I'm ready or not. But you drag me through mud, here I come now, I'm out for blood. I hope you never fall in love again. I hope you'll be yourself and lose your friends. I hope they call you out for things you said. I hope you're miserable until you're dead. Myself. If I said it out loud, you'd be burning in hell. And I can make everybody hate you almost as much as you hate yourself. But I won't, cause I know one day it'll come around. But forget you for now. I hope you never fall in love again. I hope you'll be yourself and lose your friends. I hope they call you out for things you said. You're miserable until you're dead. The damage is done, moving on if I'm ready or not. But you drag me through mud, here I come now, I'm out for blood.
I'm out for blood. You out for things you said. I hope you're miserable until you're dead.
Want to get smart, do ya? Just say, Alexa, play Indy 101.5.
Shame.
Don't